parts and nations. Rolling.
18 past the hour. Skip Murphy in for the vacationing Tom Joyner, who returns on Monday. Roland Martin joins us now. And your guest, April Ryan, White House correspondent and Washington bureau chief for the American Urban Radio Networks, is with us too, Roland. Morning to you.
Good morning. Here in Las Vegas, of course, for my 25th high school class reunion, Sybil.
Congratulations,
so,
Roland.
So I don't know who idea was it to leave 95 degree Houston and come to 103 degree Las Vegas.
It's dry heat, but, though.
Oh, no, it's dry heat. So it's a bit, the stroke feel different. Okay, I got it.
I understand.
So glad to be here. Let's get right to it. Last week, President Barack Obama held a news conference where he talked about the economy, and he was hoping to drive his message home, but he sort of stepped in it himself when he said that the private sector was doing just fine. Yesterday, he gave more of a campaign speech, but again, it was all about the economy, a 54-minute speech. Joining us to break it down is April Ryan. Hey, April, it's very interesting, the reaction to the speech. You turn to MSNBC, and he got criticized big time because people felt that, you know, he was on point, that all of a sudden he began to stray. Yesterday really was about an economic message reset, correct?
Yes, it was the reset button. And a lot of that reset button happened because of the May jobs numbers. You saw not only this White House, but the Romney campaign kind of scramble, because only 69,000 jobs were created in the month of May, when typically over the last 5 months, 170,000 jobs were created. So they were way off, you know, and the reason why it's a reset button, too, for this president is because poll numbers are directly tied to the middle-class pocketbook. And we're seeing a lot of people lose homes. A lot of people have to move back in with mom and dad, take other jobs. They're underemployed, unemployed. We've seen a lot of people who have been on the unemployment line for over a year. So this is something that this president really has to tackle. And Roland, Skip, Sybil, and Jay, let me tell you, too, a new Gallup poll came out, and it shows that 68% of Americans place a great deal, a moderate amount of economic blame on former President George W. Bush, but at the same time, still 52% blame this president. So this president knows he's got to do something to make people look at it, to say, okay, it's not necessarily your fault, but you've been given a bad bag, but you got to do something to help us at the same time.
Hey, for what's also jumped out at me is it is very clear. Look, it's so funny. Last week I tweeted after the job numbers came out to all Obama supporters on my Facebook and Twitter. I said, look, you guys better recognize this is going to be a tough, tough election, a close election. Stop somehow thinking it's going to be a runaway. People got all upset. You shouldn't be talking about that. But even the Obama campaign recognizes internally that this is not going to be a cakewalk. This is going to be a squeaker, and, you know, folks are going to have to buckle up and get serious.
Well, Roland, you're absolutely right, because in the last couple of weeks, and I'm giving you a little bit of internal insight at the White House and the West Wing, they have been holding a lot of these briefings with major folks in the White House with reporters, and because they're very concerned. And it all really circled around the May unemployment numbers. And people, you've got to understand, this economic situation is major. If it affects your pocketbook, it affects you. You vote on what affects you. And even the president recently, I was told, had lunch with a lot of major persons who are journalists in Washington. So they're really trying to get this message out that, you know, the Congress is a stalemate Congress. They're not working on anything.
Were you there?
Were you a part of that?
Sybil, what do you think?
No.
I didn't get my invitation, so I'm just, you know.
And you're the two major Negroes in the Negro press.
I mean, me and April, we'll take a free lunch. April, go ahead.
Oh, no, speak for yourself. I'm trying to lose some weight. Anyway,
April, you know, doggone well, you'll take that free lunch every day.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes,
But the issue is, and that's funny, Sybil, because they're dealing with the black press in a different way, because you have to understand historically, unemployment numbers in the black community have been disproportionately high since the time we came in this country. So it's a whole different way of thinking at the White House when you deal with black press. But the information is that I'm getting at the White House feels that the black black voter will be at the poll because they don't have any other choice with Mitt Romney. And then also the fact that, you know, with the birther issue, with Donald Trump and all that, they're banking on the fact that black people are going on to the polls and voting for Barack Obama again.
I believe it is a mistake for this campaign to assume black people are going to show up. They better work just as hard to drive black folks to the polls as anybody else.
I'm with you.
April
Ryan,
we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Man,
thank you, Your Highness.
Thanks,
Your Highness.
April. Enjoy yourself in Vegas, too, there, Roland. Thank you much,
bro. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.